Continuing in Gemilas Chasadim, says some amazing. Come in. He says like this. Over Sanhedrin, Mayasa Adam Yinatzam Lechev L'Shem Mashiach. There's a Gemara. What should a person do? V'Yinatzel, and he will be saved. Mechev L'Shem Mashiach. The Gemara Yasek B'Torah Uvi Gemilas Chasadim. He should be Isaac in Torah and in Gemilas Chasadim. V'amru, kol Isaac b'Torah v'Gemilas Chasadim. Anyone that's Isaac in Torah and in Gemilas Chasadim, moichlin loy al kol avonaisav. He is nimchal from all of his averes. V'amru. So that means that a person that is Isaac in Torah and at the same time Isaac in Gemilas Chasadim, he is going, listen to what Chazal says, moichlin loy al kol avonaisav. I forgot to, with my brother-in-law, I totally forgot. And the Gemara says that if a person is afraid of Chevelo Shel Mashiach, everyone talks about, I would want to be around when Mashiach comes, but I'm afraid to be around when Mashiach comes because it's Chevelo Mashiach. What should a person do? Zok the Gemara Yasek b'Torah uvi Gemilas Chasadim. He has to do both Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. He has to do one without the other will not protect him. Now in the Zmiris we say Mechev Mashiach you not Yutzalu Lervacha is the people that keep Shabbos. But this Gemara says. That it's Yasek b'Torah Gemilas Chasadim. Amar Kol Tzedaka v'Chesed Sheisal Isin Shalom Gadol Parkling Gedolim Beinayim Lavim Shav Shemayim. Every time we do Chesed, we are sending out a Shalom. We're sending out a peace and a tremendous message to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'Zman She'Oiskim b'Torah Gemilas Chasadim Yitzron Moser B'Yadon. V'Oyevav Noiflam Lefanav V'Zoicha Lebina. So he's quoting all sorts of Chazals about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proud of Klal Yisrael when they do Gemilas Chasadim. When Klal Yisrael is Oisek in Gemilas Chasadim, so what happens is it brings Klal Yisrael together. It brings us together, and it brings us to a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves to see that we're being Oisek in Chesed. V'amru, Chaviv alai Chesed, shatem goyim l'zeh l'zeh, Yoiser mikol hazevach shezavach shloimoi lefonai elef oilois. The chesed that Klal Yisrael is doing, does, is greater to me than all the korbanos of shloimoi amelach. Okay? V'amru, kol mishu oiser chesed ki'ilu moide b'chol anisim shasa kodesh baruch hu miyom shiyotsu yisrael mimitzrayim, v'chol mi she'eino oiser chesed ki'ilu koifer. So I don't really know what that means. So somehow it's a kfira almost not to do chesed. Okay? It's a kfira almost not to do chesed because a person is kind of divorcing themselves out of Klal Yisrael. A person is now not part of the tzibur. He's not part of the other people. He's a yachid. He's an individual. It's so he can't relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the God of the nation. Okay? Yeah, that's a Kalas Rabba. Call Koifer Bigmos Chasadim Kilu Koifer Beker. Person doesn't see the value of Chesed. Why not? Why won't they see the value of Chesed? Because they're selfish. They're selfish. So if a person is selfish, ultimately they won't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu either. Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, Rav Chatzkel, has a great Vart. He says, why is it? Is it a coincidence that Avraham Avinu was both the greatest Baal Chesed to ever exist? He was also the first person to find Hashem. So I think we understand that since he found Hashem, so he decided to do Chesed. So Reb Chatzkel said no, because he was a Baal Chesed, and he wanted to understand. When you're a Baal Chesed, you start thinking beyond yourself. You're not stuck in your little cocoon and thinking, "What's best for me? How do I, you know, what can I do to get more and more for myself?" The person starts thinking, "What can I do for someone else? How can I?" And then a person all of a sudden is able to break out of their little box. They're able to think greater. Now he starts thinking, there's something greater than myself. I want to help others. And now once there's something greater than myself and you're not stuck in your cocoon, now you could start thinking about the world, etc. And eventually it was Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was the mid of chesed which triggered his yediyah in Hashem. It wasn't his yediyah in Hashem that triggered his chesed, Reb Chaskel says. So I think it's the same thing. If a person is so introverted and so selfish that they can't see beyond themselves, they can't really see HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. Okay? In other words, Hashem has nothing to do with my life. I do my thing and that's it. One time, this is an amazing story. Yochanan ben Zakkai was leaving to a whole bunch of amazing stories he brings here now. He brings from Avos Derabbi Nosson. Pam achas hayir Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai yoytim Yerushalayim vayir Rabbi Yeshua hoylech achrov v'ra beis hamikdash chariv. Om Rabbi Yeshua oylanu alze shuhu chariv. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was going in Yerushalayim with Rabbi Yeshua, and he saw the Makom HaMikdash, and Rabbi Yeshua started, you know, bemoaning the fact that we don't have a Makom HaMikdash anymore. To which Rabbi Gamliel responded, "Amar le b'ni al yeira lecha, don't worry. Yesh lonu kapara achas. We still have a method of doing, of achieving the same kapara that we achieved in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'eze zeg milos chasodim. Shenemar ki chesed chafatzti v'loi zevach." Unbelievable. Avos Derabbi Nosson. So the way he got a nechama on the fact that there was no Beis HaMikdash was because we still have the ability and the opportunity to do chesed. Incredible. So the chesed replaces this idea. It's this kurva that we have with other people, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. B'sham, this mice is incredible mice. Mice, b'chassid echa, there was a story with a chassid, shayiragil b'tzdaka, he would constantly do tzdaka, pa'am achas halaf yashav b'sfina, he went on a boat ride, all of a sudden the wind came and knocked over the boat. Right? So Rabbi Akiva saw the boat overturn in front of him and he saw the guy drown. So Rabbi Akiva came to Beis Din to be made that his wife is permitted to get married. Okay? As Rabbi Akiva is testifying in the court that this woman is allowed to get remarried because he saw the husband drown, all of a sudden the husband walks in. And Rabbi Akiva says to him, "Amale, atusha tavata bayam, aren't you the guy that drowned?" Amale, "Hey,
yeah, I am."
So Zakta Rabbi Akiva, "Umi helcha min hayam, who got you out? I don't understand. How did you survive?" Amale, "Tzedaka shasisi elisani min hayam. My tzedaka, my charity that I gave, my chesed, that's what got me out of the yam." So he says, "How do you know that?" So Rabbi Akiva, "Only my ayin atay yedeya." It's a nice theory, you know, book for the story, for the story for the books. But how do you know? I'll tell you how I know. Because when I was down there and I was about to drown, I heard one of the waves. Shamati, koil rash gadol migale ayam. I heard the waves talking, and one wave said to the other, "Hey, wave, we have a choice. Should we leave this guy down here? Or should we, with our koach of wing of waves, go down and, you know, kind of get him out of here?" So one wave said to the other, "Migal ayam, shizu omer lazu, vizu omer lazu. Rutsu, v'nale asayisha zemin ayam, let's get him out of here. Sha'asa tzedaka kol yomav." So he says, "That's how I know. Because I heard the water itself saying that what was my, that they want to save me in the schus of my tzedakah." So Pasach Rabbi Kiva va'amar. So Rabbi Kiva was nispal and said, "Baruch Elokim Elokei Yisrael shabachah b'divrei Torah b'divrei Chachamim b'divrei Chachamim kayamin hin lo'olam olamel mayamim." And like it says, tzedakah tatzil mimaves. So Rabbi Kiva took this as a lesson to the limud of tzedakah tatzil mimaves. Unbelievable Chazal. So obviously, Sarach Bir a little bit. What does it mean that he heard the waves speaking to each other? And what does it mean? But obviously, this person had some sort of gilui from Shemayim that in the schus of his tzedakah, he was saved. And that's Pashup Shat in the story, in the Pasuk of Tzedakah Tatzel Mimavis. That's what Avos Derabbi Nosson says. Uva Medrash, it's a similar Medrash. Maisa Ba'ad Mechach, Shai Hoylech B'derech B'schayrav. So the next story is also along the same lines, but a little scarier. it's the other way around. Okay. This story was that the tzedakah saved him. The next story is that the other guy who didn't give tzedakah, he got punished from it. So it's like the other, it's the converse, it's the, whatever, it's the other flip side of the coin of the first story. Not so pleasant. Let's see what it says. It says that two guys were going. So someone said, I'll go with you. They were going. And as they were traveling, so one guy was going to do business, another guy coming along with him. As they were going, they found a poor man that was blind and he had no money. So immediately one of them gave money. And he told the guy next to him, he said, Tain le gamata. I think you should also participate and also give him money. Like I gave. I'm like, ain't he nice and like clum? I'm not giving this guy because I don't know who he is. And you obviously know him. I don't know him. You must have given him because you know him, but I don't know him, so I'm not giving him. So I'm gonna lay, okay. Look, you have the ability, it's your choice. You don't have to give me here. And they kept on going. On the way, all of a sudden, Malchamavis shows up to town. Malchamavis shows up to town and he says to both of them, where are you guys going? So they said, we're going to business. And they had no idea it was a Malchamavis. Immediately, they realized it was a Malchamavis. And he says, Malchamavis said, look, you who gave tzedakah, nifte mimavis. Okay? Like it says, v'aloi lefanecha tzedkecha kvoid Hashem yasvecha. You are off the hook. You gave the tzedakah this morning. You can go. You, on the other hand, hoil v'gdamte tzedakah mimancha baderech tichye oid chamishim shana. I'm granting you, Zakta Malachamavis, because you gave tzedakah another 50 years. Achakach amal ach sanoi. The other guy is sorry, your time has come. And he says, your time has come. I'm bringing you home. So the guy says, oh, I'll go back. The onion's right there. I could still catch him. I'll go back and give it to him. And he says, that's not the way the world works, sir, my friend. I'm sorry. He says, when you made the decisions, you made the decisions. And that this world, your decisions are final. He says, it's like somebody gets on a boat and once they're on the boat, then they decide, hey, I forgot my lunch. Well, sorry, you can't go off ship now. We're in the middle of the yam. You made a decision. You got to live by it. Sorry. And he takes the other guy. And imagine he says he did stucco once. He got an extra 50 years. If you give tzedakah all the time, and imagine how much you would receive. That's the medrash. So I think he's very powerfully illustrating the power of tzedakah and how great chesed and tzedakah are. Okay? So big chizuk, obviously. Very tzedakah chizuk. So shkoyach, everybody. And we will continue. It's Hashem tomorrow night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.